I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Brian's broadcasting live out of the Waukesha Studios on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. You can join the conversation, 844-967-2789.
I want to finish where we
I want to put a quick bookend real quick on what David from Mequon was talking about, because I think the Tommy gun is an interesting... It's an interesting analogy to make during talking about what could be done, because we had an assault weapons ban, Brian, in this country for a number of years. I believe 94 to 2004, 2006, sometime during the George W. Bush administration.
Brady
expired.
Bill. The Brady Bill.
Well, the Brady Bill is an option as well, but there was an assault weapons ban and crime or violent crime, including like with weapons, like assault weapons, went down 25% in that period, Brian. And so
if we wanted
to, you know, actually address, you know, the things like when Republicans are again decrying a city like Milwaukee and violence that takes place in Milwaukee, it's something that we could do to address violence, and it's something that we could do to prevent deaths like in Texas, because in Milwaukee, thankfully, the shooting outside of the Deer District did not lead to fatalities. That is fortunately not the case down in Texas. And there's an every aspect of this country, like Kerr said, in Buffalo, Southern California, Texas, the communities are not safe to be able to go out and do the things that you should be able to do. Go to the grocery store, go to church, go to school. And
yeah, you want stormtroopers on every corner?
There are things we can do. And if you're just going to say thoughts and prayers and that's all I can do, there's got to be something else.
Well, okay. So we're going to move on eventually, by the way. You know, tomorrow we can't do the same show again or the same stuff, and eventually everybody's going to have to move on. Everyone has the same, only so much capacity to deal with the same trauma over and over again, but every time it's an open wound. And Dick mentioned this, like, you know, we're going to move on. We're going to have to, there's only so much, it makes you want to turn off the TV. It makes you want to go and curl up and, you know, eat your feelings for a while and kind of deal with it. And if you have that instinct, I can't tell you that that's a bad thing, that you have to turn around and face it, because same thing with dealing. We just went through a pandemic for the last couple of years where people, you know, had to contemplate a million people dying because of a virus. You can't talk to people, having to wear masks all the time, that type of thing. It's a traumatic experience to go through that type of thing. It's a collective trauma that we've gone through the past couple of years. And since Columbine, we've had as a nation a collective trauma as well. So, again, I can't tell you how to deal with your own version of this collective societal trauma that we have. But, you know, don't feel bad about it. Deal with it in your own way. We're going to have to figure out how to do something, you know. But, again... it's okay to not have, I mean, we're going to talk about it every time something happens, but again, there's only so much we can continue doing over and over and over again before we are doing it to the detriment of our own health. But I got to tell you, you get what you tolerate, folks. You get what you tolerate. Let's go with Mark from the SAC real quick. How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. I mean, and to Greg Abbott, no George Carlin number one to you, buddy. I mean, you can't, you know, you're telling us something we already know. I mean, for these people like Greg Abbott and some of these other people, Greg Abbott is a beneficiary of laws that we've passed because he's in a wheelchair. I mean, if his attitude would have been carried out, we wouldn't have, you know, the access that he has with his wheelchair. And the point I'm trying to make
is... Oh, no, they'd have stairs, but painted with wheelchair access on the stairs. I saw that the other day. It was really actually kind of funny.
It is just ridiculous that these people that where the heck is their heart? It'd be that Rebecca Clefish, a cancer survivor, can't seem to work up any empathy for people, and it just...
Well, Mark, she survived it. Why can't everybody else, right? Thanks, Mark. I appreciate your call. We got a bunch of other people I want to get to here. Don in Madison, how you doing, man?
As good as could be expected, I guess. I was so angry yesterday watching the news coverage. But bear with me a second. More people today will not be shot than will be shot. So the majority of people will go through their life never have to worry about actually being shot. And so more, until you make it personal for people, the majority of the people won't have a stake in, you know, to use Scott from Florida, you got to put some skin in the game. But more people can exist in their lives without having to worry about being shot. And if you live in a nice area, that happens to other people. And so until somebody makes it personal for everybody, or until all their schools start getting shot up, then it's a big deal. That's when change will happen. When more white people are being shot by the cops, things will happen.
That's
until
right.
Now it's mostly brown people. So if we keep a running count, you know, today, you know, we still need to have 34 more people killed by the police today, and then we'll be even with as many black people. So we got to get going, cops. Come on, let's make this fair. You know, that's-
I totally understand that sentiment, and I hesitate to go down that cynical road. I totally understand where you're coming from, though, man. I mean, there is a certain demographic. Have you seen any shooters that are female? Any female shooters that are out there?
None that I'm aware of.
But that's crazy, huh? Some of them are enabled by their mothers, but, you know, I haven't seen any female shooters out there. Maybe we can – that cuts down at least the potential suspects, at least, you know, a majority of them. Maybe we should – look at and some other demographics there of these shooters. But before we go, let's go to Chris and Poinette. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, Brian, you being the movie guy, Demolition Man has been my favorite movie since it came out. And that movie correlates to current times almost identically. Because the guy that was in charge of running the world or his area at that time openly stated, if we create chaos, we create fear and insecurity, and we continue to be in charge.
That's how it works, man. That's Machiavelli, buddy. That's how it works. You know, keep them. If you have the choice between being feared and loved, it's better to be feared than loved. That's fantastic.
That's textbook Machiavelli.
Yeah, and literally. And you know what? If you look on every single shelf of every single CEO in America, you'll find a copy of that. I wonder how our culture is so warlike and warrior focused.
I wonder if the political ads with all the guns in them have anything to do with it as well.
I think it's a collective group. It's a group effort, I gotta say.
Question for a future show, maybe. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. We've got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. Stay tuned.